This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Monday, the 12th day of September, 2016. The fall of the globalist has begun. If we press the advantage, now is the time to go for the throat.
From InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You're witnessing 21st Century Warfare. We have the truth. They have the lies. We take the field. They fall. Ladies and gentlemen, you are seeing the stuff of history books. There has never been a U.S. election with this much intrigue. Sure, Bobby Kennedy got gunned down at the Ambassador Hotel in California in front of everybody. JFK got his head blown off in Dallas. There's been some incredible stuff, but those were big events, but isolated. It's ongoing. As the establishment media tries to defend the Clinton crime family, they are burning themselves up. They are immolating themselves in their lies. Everyone sees through it. Scientific studies show between a 6 and 9% trust rate in mainstream media. The AP says 6%. And by the way, they're right there at the bottom of the barrel for mistrust. And the exercise we've seen in the controlled corporate media in trying to poo-poo Hillary Clinton, clearly having a seizure, clearly collapsing in New York because of the incredible heat of 80 degrees max, is illustrative of how these people are going for broke and have nothing to lose because they've basically already lost. Now, we've had medical doctors on, and there have been massive numbers of medical doctors on record, including, 70-plus percent in a major national medical association who were polled last week. We ought to pull that article again. They came out and said, the National Association of Doctors and Surgeons, that clearly she's got serious medical problems. Dr. Drew, who's not some right-wing Republican, came out and said she's clearly got serious medical problems, and he was fired. And then you see Hillary collapsing. She has these smaller seizures, but sometimes they get more intense. That's why there is a individual, the mystery man, the black man that orders the Secret Service around, who is there with the EpiPen for convulsions. This is the reality. I have family that has epilepsy. I know what it looks like when you're sitting there at the dinner table with somebody and they start going, and you know, it was a really good day at work today, and they go, boom! I mean, this is what it looks like, ladies and gentlemen. And then they just sit there and go, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. If I was in a hospital and I was walking down the hall and I saw Hillary the way she looks, I'd say, that's a patient right there. She looks like hell. And then you've got the coughing fits going on for years and over a year in the hospital and secretive brain surgeries and not releasing your full medical records. We had our reporters in Ohio last week. And there's an ambulance, and then Hillary goes in a tent for 45 minutes. They rush in with a big gurney. There's EMTs in body armor. Then she comes out, gives a speech, has to cancel it. She's coughing and hacking so bad. And then she has to go back in the medical tent. And they're trying to hide the stretcher. The media wouldn't even touch it, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about going down with the ship. Here's the word I've gotten from people high level in government. Hillary Clinton had a brain tumor removed in 2012. She's had a lot of complications and strokes from it and has fallen down and hit her head many times, as you saw from the epileptic seizure. We have Secret Service sources a month ago that told you about the lifts on the vehicles that have now been photographed. We have real sources. How many big national stories have we broken? Hundreds. Because we got the guts to do it. Full story coming up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking off a new week. It is Monday, the 12th day of September, 2016. Hillary Clinton was there at a 9/11 Ground Zero memorial in the morning, and she unexpectedly suddenly had to be whisked away. There's video of her aide getting her by the arm and helping her along. And then there is footage shot as she goes out towards a van and is leaned up against a guardrail, clearly begins having a seizure. Her legs buckle under her, and she is drugged by three people. completely dead weight, into the vehicle. Hillary can never give speeches more than 10 minutes. She's never in public more than 30 minutes. She has coughing fits everywhere she goes for over a year. This is not pneumonia. Remember, first she said yesterday that she had been overheated. Then she told us about the diagnosis of pneumonia Friday by her doctor. She said that 3 years ago when she was trying to refuse to testify to Congress that she had pneumonia. We've gone back and looked. We have those articles. Ladies and gentlemen, this story has so many parts to it, but we, as you know, have been right on top of it. The only other news organization more on top of it than us has been DrudgeReport.com. In fact, I'm very proud of the fact we've been on this since the very beginning, and I'm very proud of the fact that we do our research and tell the truth and have our sources, and we have been given the credit for the conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's, has had brain surgery, a brain tumor, has special lifts to get into vehicles. That's now been confirmed, by the way. But the truth is, Matt Drudge started looking at this the most in 2012 because she suddenly looked like hell and was disappearing for 6 months at a time. Now, we've been on it since then. But it isn't about who gets the credit. It's about who tells the truth around here. And the woman looks like she's on her last legs, literally and figuratively, pun intended. Now, the bigger issue here is we have USA Today, U.S. News and World Report, the Associated Press, and a bunch of other establishment organs starting 2 weeks ago. It just boom, out of the blue. What happens if Hillary Clinton dies or Trump dies? What happens? Oh, it goes to the Electoral College, or we suspend the election. In fact, there's the headline. A candidate's death could delay or eliminate the presidential election. Steve Nelson, U.S. News and World Report. Now, they'll have Rachel Maddow and everybody come out and say that I said that. And then misrepresent. No, we've been saying Trump starts going ahead of her in the polls. Will they have an assassination attempt? Will she mysteriously die? Then to make us feel sad for the Democrats to get Joe Biden or Mr. Kane in. And by the way, it's now mainstream news today, Newsmax, Associated Press, you name it, that they are looking at Joe Biden stepping in as the main presidential candidate with Kane under him. And of course, we've been saying all along, they've been holding him back in the ready. So understand, these stories are all up on InfoWars.com. They are meeting in D.C. right now. This is official. Where is the press? Oh, obviously not there. The DNC is meeting right now on forcing Hillary Clinton out and making her stand down. Because she's the kingpin. She's got the blackmail info. She ran the White House under her husband the first time. But she's run out of gas. As she grasps for power, as she tries to remain the emperor, like a scene from The Dark Crystal, as she collapses into dust from which she came. Dust you came, dust you will return. And they're openly, we have the links to the mainstream news articles on InfoWars.com, and articles written by Paul Watson and Steve Watson, who are so prolific. Paul's written 7 articles the last 10 hours, hadn't slept in 2 days, because this is all breaking so fast. I was up till 3 in the morning working. So is Zimmerman and Dew. We understand how important this is. So now we have mainstream news saying Hillary dragged into van after fainting. She didn't faint. She had a convulsion, an epileptic seizure. Can Bernie or Biden replace her? Yes. That's what the news is saying. So for me, that's the bigger issue. We've won the debate that Hillary is seriously ill. I mean, everywhere she goes, even when she's walking with governors at a plant, the men are all around her, ready to grab her arms. She's got this handler who we've now discovered the identity of. We have a special report on that. The black man with the EpiPen right behind her. When somebody asks her a question, he sees her start getting dizzy and flipping out. It's okay. It's okay. Keep going. Keep going. And you see Hillary kind of come back in. And I've had family. My uncle was in a big motorcycle accident and he's on the right medications now and actually got a brain implant, so he doesn't have as many. But I've seen him many times start having one, and you can go, Joe, Come back to me. Just settle down. Everything's going to be all right. And he'll come out of the little, he calls them Quizlings, but I guess they're Quizzles is his little nickname for them. I've probably seen him have a Quizzle 200 times. I've seen him have big seizures a few, I mean, when he's on the ground convulsing and spit coming out of him and, you know, everything else. And that's what goes on with Hillary, folks. In fact, you can even see by the time they're getting in the truck, she's really starting to go. And look, if she tries to stay on the campaign trail, she's going to have full-blown ones. She's having these petite malls or these, you know, baby mall seizures. Anybody can see that. And the doctors have all seen it. That's the head going in circles. And she's trained herself to be able to come out of it. But that's why she can't be on stage more than 10 minutes because, folks, she's having these seizures a lot, which means it's progressing. Probably the brain tumor is back. And they just want to get her to protect the whole dynasty into office to put their people in one more time. And they are trying to carry this corpse over the line. This is biblical. This is like a Greek tragedy. This is unprecedented edge of your seat. I mean, I can't even sleep at this point. I went to bed at 3 a.m. I shot out of bed at 6 a.m. I've had half a cup of coffee. Don't even need coffee now. Because this is just unbelievable. And to see Rachel Maddow and all these people get up there and attack us and lie about us, how stupid they look and how desperate they are and how they misrepresented Rachel Maddow. I'm going to play this clip first. Last week in a hour-long disinformation piece, we played like 13 minutes of it, lied about us, cut clips together, spun things, took satire we've done, took it out of context. But at the very first, she said, InfoWars, she's showing it on screen, says that Hillary can't walk and always has a wheelchair, but we've all just been imagining we saw her walk. We didn't say that. We said the Secret Service contacted us at the RNC and said, get ready for information in the next 2 weeks. 3 weeks later, through our contacts, curried by hand, not over digital media, we were given the intel that they won't tell us what it is. She's falling down all the time. It's getting much worse. She can hardly go out in public more than 15, 20 minutes. We've got lifts on the vehicles that cost over $250,000. It's so hard to keep this secret. You're going to see a big announcement soon. We think it's a brain tumor. And then I talked to some high-level CIA people. I'm just going to stop right there. And they said, well, I can neither confirm nor deny that there is a brain tumor, but there was a brain tumor when she spent a year in the hospital in 2012, 2013. So you don't start having seizures so bad, you can't be out in public more than 15, 20 minutes. And notice that's why she looks so drugged. They got to drug her up with the drugs that suppress the neurons, the suppressants, so that you don't have a convulsion. So that's why she looks so high when she gives a speech or is in public. That's why she has to will herself to even have any energy. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel sorry for Hillary Clinton. I'm going to skip this network break because this is so important. Now, if you're a radio listener, obviously, you can hear me break all this down. The videos are all on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, RevReport.com has amazing coverage. But everybody should go to InfoWars.com/show to see the video, the articles, the documents we're showing here on air that back up everything we're saying. But first, here's Maddow that I played on Friday, opening up her hour-long attack piece of disinformation, trying to discredit us, because if the mainstream media ever picks up what we're covering, or even the new alt media does, which has already happened, they are done. Because we are on target. Let me tell you, the average news agency wouldn't even talk to the Secret Service. Do you have any idea how dangerous this is, what we're doing? I'm not up here snake handling for fun, okay? I'm doing this because I have a duty. This is real. That's why it's come out about the lifts on the vehicles. It's happening. The Secret Service cannot believe what they're seeing. In their history, they've never gone public to people. But it's that crazy. Quote, worse than you know, Alex. Worse than you say. Worse. Bongino hasn't even told me anything. They've been breaking in his house, cars, you name it. You imagine the other people, the danger they're in? I mean, this is what journalists are supposed to do, stick their necks out for their country. This is happening. And by the way, within an hour of us putting the video up last night, it was being removed all over. This is public interest video. This is a major election. You can't sit there and try to charge media outlets for 10 seconds of footage of a public figure collapsing and try to gouge little mom-and-pop media organizations. AP wouldn't pay the bounty they wanted. I guess in the middle of the night, Paul Watson did, which is fine, but I'm going to get back with these people and probably have to start a legal case over this because I'm not going to set the precedent of paying tens of thousands of dollars, $3,000 already, to be able to show you this information and pay more money every time I show it to you. But you know what? This information is going out. They tried to not show this all day yesterday on mainstream media until this morning they started showing it. And it's because of the real media, drudgereport.com, infowars.com, that the public's even able to see this. Or Rachel Maddow, if they could really control the web, which they're trying to do, she'd get up there and say there was no video of Hillary collapsing. In fact, they've already done it. They say this is just stumbling. In fact, let's show CNN. CNN, Hillary stumbles in New York. I sent you guys that article.
Of course, the big story today has been the...
We're going to show that in a moment, but let's go ahead and play Rachel Maddow last week. Here it is.
Do you also know that Hillary Clinton uses a wheelchair? Her personal vehicle has had to be outfitted with a wheelchair lift because she is not a person who can actually walk. She secretly uses a wheelchair all those times you think you've seen her walking. She hasn't been walking. Did you know that? Did you also know that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease? No, these things are true. I know they are true because I read them in the headlines. Here was the shock headline on Hillary Clinton's wheelchair vehicle. Just one column over from that, there was also this seemingly competing news. Does Hillary Clinton have Parkinson's disease? The subhead there, we can all see she has some very serious health problems.
Now, what they don't tell you is, on the article she's showing the headline of, right under it are mainstream photos of Hillary getting out of her vehicle with the lift on it, with the wheelchair. Now, the Secret Service didn't tell us she was using a wheelchair. They said there's major lifts on it because she can't get in the vehicles. So, it was worse than we were saying. We apologize. And the Secret Service said, listen, we don't want to give you more info. We're just trying to point you in public information you can already find. Send your reporters to her rallies. You're going to see medical personnel. You're going to see the lifts. You're going to see some interesting things because here's the secret. She's falling down every hour, reportedly. She was in a medical tent Monday in Ohio with our people 50 yards away, held by Secret Service, for 45 minutes before she could go give the speech that she had to cancel 5 minutes in. With medical gurneys and guys in body armor running around like it was the end of the world. We have them, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got CNN. Look at this disinformation. Hillary Clinton stumbles. Will her campaign follow? It's not stumbling. It's not stumbling, ladies and gentlemen. When you completely fall and buckle and they drag you into a vehicle by your knees. How does Rachel Maddow feel now? Well, Rachel Maddow already is a shadow of herself, and so is MSNBC. MSNBC, just a decade ago, had shows with up to 5 million viewers a night, just as big as Fox. Their biggest shows have 500,000 viewers. This show has over 1 million an hour on terrestrial radio and is only in the top 10 of radio shows in the radio portion, still dwarfing them. Limbaugh has 5 to 6 million an hour. Sean Hannity, 3 or 4 million an hour. He goes on and on. George Norrie, 3 or 4, 5 million an hour. They are literal husk. But the newspapers and other globalist media regurgitate what they say to create a facade that they're big and important. So she knows she's discredited. She knows she's a joke. She knows all she has is a big studio. But she gets up there and says that we are saying she can't walk, which we didn't even say. But then 3 days later, she's falling down on her face. And everybody knows somebody with epileptic problems. It's very sad. It is very serious. my little cousin, Buckley's little brother, had a brain injury when he was a kid, climbed up a roof and fell off of it and died after decades of that complication. And I've experienced this a lot. I know what it looks like. And he did the same thing where he'd be sitting there and all of a sudden he just do the head in the circle just like Hillary does. We've all seen it. We all know what a seizure looks like. We all know what the start of a seizure looks like. We all know Hillary looks like hell. We all know there's a guy walking right beside her with an EpiPen to stop violent seizures so Hillary doesn't cut her tongue off. You know, I don't mean to make a joke out of this, but let's play this because we got to have some humor. It is Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, there's a clip where they're trying to carry his dead body along and you know, got the head dancing like a bobblehead. Let's play that clip. By the way, Rob News making a larger mix of all this and her falling down and her stumbling and all the rest of it. We need to put the clip of her vomiting up the green balls as well, because it's very serious and it's illustrative of how arrogant these people are. Can you imagine this woman in control of the nuke codes when she's already sold us out to all these foreign powers? And she's so reckless that she knows she's had all these brain surgeries. She knows she's got all these medical problems, and she's got this entire prostitute media ready to lie for her on every single front and prop her up. The problem is the illness is progressing biblically so fast. When I say biblical, I mean this is something out of the Bible. I mean this is historical. This is crazy. This is legendary. This is the stuff of literature. This is just over-the-top redonkulous. And it'd be funny if it wasn't so serious, because I want to explain something to everybody. Here are the headlines. A candidate's death could delay or eliminate the presidential election. U.S. News and World Report, August 30th, 2 weeks ago. To the day. 2 weeks ago. And I said, get ready. She's deteriorating so fast that they're getting it. And I suddenly saw it in a bunch of other publications. You saw it. We all covered it here. Here's our article breaking it down. Could election be suspended if Hillary drops out? I love how we're so conservative that mainstream media said they would suspend it. We just say, could they? And then we're the conspiracy theorist. Could election be suspended if Hillary drops out? Electoral college could choose the next president. I'm going to break this down when we come back from break. Because for me, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is the big story. Also up on InfoWars.com, DNC to hold emergency meeting to consider replacing Hillary Clinton. They're holding it right now. Paul Watson links to Politico and the D.C. source where they're saying this. And I was told by the Secret Service, Joe Biggs was the contact. I said, here, you take this hand grenade. He was happy to take it because he was the original contact. And I talked to him there in Cleveland at the RNC. And I said, okay, fine. Biggs, you want to handle it, you go right ahead. Be careful, buddy. But Biggs was like, I think it's a setup. And I said, no, it's not a setup. Look at these guys. They're giving us high fives and stuff. I mean, they just totally know Hillary's evil, but I said, still be really careful. Don't get anything classified, obviously. Just get general info. And they, again, the Secret Service is just watch your motorcade, watch your vehicles, watch what she does. You know, just stay on her, send the media there, because the other media won't cover it. And we said, what's happening? And they said, she's falling down all the time. We don't know what's wrong with her, but it's getting bad. There's no way this can go on much longer. I told you all this a month ago on the Sunday show with Biggs for an hour. Go watch the video. We laid it all out. Secret Service doesn't even know what's wrong with her. They just said that she's falling down all the time, having convulsions. They said they heard Parkinson's. And then the WikiLeaks comes out 2 weeks later and says, Hillary, I need Parkinson's medication. I mean, this is pretty much open and shut that she's got serious, 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 serious neurological problems. And most medical doctors and neurologists and brain surgeons I talk to say, it's a puma, to quote Arnold Schwarzenegger. Brain tumor. And I am very sad for Hillary. I pray she repents. I pray she comes to God for her evil before she dies. and I don't wish any harm upon her. This is the time they're going to false flag. This is the time they might kill her, claim some right-winger did it. We need to be heads up right now for serious stuff. We're going to come back, talk about the suspension of the election. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the globalists attempting to put a quadruple international spy, Hillary Clinton, who openly works for the Communist Chinese. We have all the WikiLeaks proof. Works directly with the Chinese president and sells favors and contact. I didn't even think of that. It's like it's worse than I can even imagine. Who's just selling us out to the Saudis, selling us out to all the jihadi groups, who is just involved in every crime you could imagine. Saying she wants to shut down the alternative right media openly in email fundraisers that have her signature on it. And then people go, oh, well, she didn't write that. And a week later, she goes and gives a speech and says, I have a dark heart, and that I'm evil and bad, and so is Donald Trump. They're coming for us, people. They're coming for you. They are conquering this country. They want to get the bitter clingers, the gun owners, the Christians, the people they can't control. And they are hyping total racial division. Soros is funding all these spoiled, rotten football players that say America's evil on 9/11 and America, you know, deserved it because we attack all these innocent countries. No, the globalists attack countries in our name, and we shouldn't have gone along with it. And the globalists work with the radical Islamicists. But I'm going to break all that down today as well. And Kaepernick, who I've held my tongue on, but now has just gone too far. But here's the big news. The mainstream media, we're going to play a compilation of this in a moment, has been trying to sit there with a straight face. I've got one clip here where the MSNBC host, I've also got a CNN host, gets up, Andrea Mitchell, on MSNBC and goes, Trump is far worse about covering up his health than Hillary. But I am a little concerned that she wasn't honest with us about this pneumonia. She hasn't had pneumonia since 2012 where she keeps falling down in public. She hasn't had pneumonia for 2 years where she can't give a speech without hacking up a lung. And it goes on and on and on. CNN, oh, she stumbled a little. No, she's standing there and starts having a seizure. The handler gets over to hit her with the EpiPen. That's clear. Not soon enough. And then she goes into a full seizure and collapses. And that's exactly what people do with a seizure, is they'll be standing there and have their balance for a minute, and just all of a sudden, boom, they'll fall with a ton of bricks, their head into the ground, and that's usually what ends up killing you. Because you get serious brain injuries, and Hillary is having more and more and more. This is legendary because the mainstream media completely hitched their wagon to this lie. The mainstream media did everything they could to prop this up, and now it is going to discredit them even more. It is unbelievable. They can't stand the fact that DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com lead the narrative, and that Trump, who's a smart guy and has top generals advising him, tunes into what we're saying and concurs with the analysis. They can't stand that. Of course Trump knows about election fraud and is challenging it. Hillary stole the nomination. Of course he challenged it. So now you have to run in and, quote, take over the election to protect it from election fraud that doesn't exist. What's that do to our credibility? When we set the mark, it goes up. What happens to your credibility? It goes down. But I've got to tell you, there's not much further down you can go with a 6% trust rate. You're a joke. I bust my brain. I work 18 hours a day many days, really trying to know the truth. I don't just sit here and make stuff up, and you know it. You can't stand it. You people hate your jobs. I've talked to a lot of these so-called bigwig TV host folks. They can't stand what they're doing. Most of them on the side go, we love what you're doing. Please don't be mean to us. Hopefully once it all collapses, we can come work for you. I've sat here with major national anchors who basically, when you finally go out to dinner with them and you're having drinks with them, having a glass of wine, they basically say, God, Alex, where's all this going? What are we going to do? So much of what you say is true. I think you were a kook, but it's all happening. I'm not the kook. I'm reading globalist white papers that are public that are so nightmarish, I can't believe it either. I know this stuff sounds crazy. But it was very fitting when I'm talking about how they're going to drug the food and water supply, in their own words, to where we become asexual creatures that aren't male or female, and it's Rachel Maddow making fun of me when she is the new future human. She's what I'm saying they're going to do from their own words, and she's it. And she doesn't even get it or understand it when she's looking at it with her own eyeballs. All of this is about ending us as humans, putting the AI goggles on our head. I'm going to reset and get into all the news, go through all the headlines, play these clips right now, a bunch of key Trump clips, so many guests coming up today. I want to bring Joe Biggs in here, too, because he's really been on top of this with the Secret Service information. And you notice, spot on. It's not that I gave him the dangerous jobs. He wants them. It's like, I'm going to go up there with the communists, burn the flag and cover it. Or do you want to do it? And I said, no, Biggs, you go get the glory. And the same thing with this. I'm like, yeah, okay, Secret Service. He's like, I want it. I said, buddy, I got plenty on my plate. You take it. Now, this is real dangerous. You want this hand grenade, because I'm still standing right next to him with the hand grenade, but he's got the hand grenade in his hand. Or let's say he was like a kangaroo. He's got it in his little pouch. I'm standing right next to him. But I don't think the audience really gets what we're doing here. This is not tiddlywinks we're playing. This is the real world, folks. Why they hate us so much. We know what we're doing. And the patriots and the government understand what's going on as well. This is a full gutting of the country. And I want to make it clear, too, because there's this talking point out there that Alex has gone from bashing the police to doing everything he can to defend them no matter what they do. I wanted to stop the globalists from federalizing the police. I wanted to stop the militarization so the globalists couldn't cause this clash of civilizations and divide and conquer. We've now gotten to the actual civil war part, and the police actually woke up to a great extent. So now we're actually more and more opposing the New World Order, which is what we need to do. And so this is a good thing to celebrate. We've got problems in America, and we can fix them together as Americans later. But we're not going to have George Soros and the New World Order come in here and cause a huge civil war. We're going to wake people up. We're going to fight the globalists. We're going to expose them. We're going to discredit them. And they're going to physically move against us, probably. And that's when the carpet is going to get pulled up out from under their tottering asses. Okay? You need to understand what's going on here. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. We have history. We have will. We have God. We have our ancestors. We have common sense. We have survival instinct on our side. And people that don't choose a side and join the Republic are fools. They want us infighting racially, religiously, according to region. It's an obvious plan. Soros admits it's a plan. They've given billions, $100 million 2 weeks ago from the Ford Foundation to BLM alone. It's on, folks. They mean business. This is so simple. All right, let me continue. Look, I barely plugged last week, and we're not bringing in the capital we need. I'll just be honest. I'm hiring new people. I'm expanding in the face of the globalists. It's my duty. I don't want to blow the small reserves we have. I need those. Believe me. Look at all this copyright crap. Just trying to show you the video of her collapsing that they thought they could shut down web-wide, but everybody's spreading it. I need folks to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy Hillary for Prison shirts at cost for $9.95. That includes shipping. And there's a tab there where you can pay $19.95, so we make $10, which we certainly need. This shirt needs to be everywhere. It helps bring people together. It helps expose the globalists. It helps you realize the power of the people and to meet like-minded folks. It's so important. You get a Molon Lave shirt or a Hillary for Prison shirt or many of the other hundreds of great T-shirts we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. But separately in this world, with all this globalism going on, and all this destabilization, you need to be prepared. And we are only running this special until Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm probably going to end it Tuesday. We only do this once a year normally. I'm doing it every 2, 3, 4 months now because things are so serious. 30 to 40% off the super high quality storable food powered by My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. The full spectrum of My Patriot food, private label by us, exact same food, just as fresh. But I can contractually, because of private labeling, go 30 to 40% off. In the contract, it says once a year, but we got them to change it. That's how I've been able to do this. So, again, this is a major, major deal. No one can top this. And the free market system is get you prepared, get you what you need, have it be such a good deal that even though we make much less money on each sale, we sell a lot more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. Everybody needs this. And there's a lot of other preparedness specials that are going to end Tuesday or Wednesday as well. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We also have 20% off the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is an absolute, again, liquid multivitamin nutrient system, the amino acids, everything else you need for uptake. Totally essential. But bottom line, you could not be funding a more focused, dedicated, truthful, honorable organization. We are so committed. And that's evident. And history is repeating itself that if you're focused, truthful, steadfast, dedicated, humble, but bold at the same time, that if you take action against evil over time, you will overcome it. So I need everybody to pray for us, spread the word, spread the links, spread the podcast, spread the stories, the videos, because you are the InfoWar, and I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to buy the products. I need you to be prepared, whether it's a shortwave radio or the film Armageddon. Whatever you do, support the broadcast today, and I know you have been supporting us, especially in these hard economic times. So I want to thank you. Please support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. Let them know why you're supporting. Send the station $20. Paint the station numbers on the side of your barn or the back of your car. Every little bit helps. We are in an information war. History's happening, and we're so close to turning the tide. But I'm here to tell you, you can smell a false flag in the wind, an assassination attempt on Hillary, a successful one perhaps, carried out by the globalists to make her look like a victim and put the next Democrat in. They hope she just slide in there and then, you know, die a few years, you know, few years into office, or they'd be able to stabilize her. They're so secretive, we're not sure, but she's clearly deteriorating quickly. So I look for false flags. I would look for anything. They're talking about suspending the election in major newspapers. They're meeting right now in D.C. and discussing what they're going to do. If it goes to the Electoral College, it will probably be Donald Trump that's put in. But we're not sure at this point because there's so many Republicans that may actually flip-flop and go for Hillary. So if you look at it that way, it'd probably be Hillary or whoever else it is. And they're talking about putting Biden in or even Bernie Sanders over Kane. This is a nightmare scenario. This republic has never been in greater peril. So we can sit here and go, oh, look, we're proven right. Hillary's in big trouble. Hillary's sick. Ha! Look, boy, the independent media has been proven right again. They're not going to bring all this in and leave us alone. They're taking the gloves off, folks. That means on your bank accounts. I don't just mean if you fight to do a order. I mean everybody. Bail-ins, economic depression, total control. They want to bring this country to its knees and start a race war as the overall cover screen for this garbage. And we have got to have cooler minds prevail. We've got to stand up, like Martin Luther King said, and say no to all this racial division. We have to come together against the New World Order. And if you're afraid, let me explain something. You ought to be afraid of not taking action. Now let's get into what's currently happening. A candidate's death could delay or eliminate the presidential election. U.S. News and World Report, we covered this back on the 30th day of August, just 13, 14 days ago. The presidential election could be delayed or scrapped altogether if conspiracy theories became predictive. Oh, if conspiracy, having an opinion which comes true is now a bad thing. But now it's almost seen as oracle level, you see. And when they don't mean some kook out there making up purple aliens in his basement. They mean us, folks. And a candidate dies or drops out before November 8th. The perhaps equally startling alternative is there's enough time, small groups of people handpicked a replacement pursuant to obscure party rules. And now the Republican Party gets its run again at getting rid of Trump. But he'll stand up and fight and have the people on his side. They won't get away with it like they did with Sanders. The scenarios have been seriously considered by a few outside of the legal community and likely are too morbid for polite discussion. See, too morbid to live in the real world, even though political subterfuge and this garbage is part of world history. And those of us that are informed, we get called conspiracy theorists because we know about the Electoral College and party rules. We're bad, though. But even discussing this is too morbid. Are too morbid for polite discussion in politically mixed company. Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to talk to each other. See, they've all trained us. But prominent law professors have pondered the effects and possible ways to address a late-day vacancy. There's nothing in the Constitution which requires a popular election for the electors serving in the Electoral College. Oh, see, they're trying that party rule thing they made up. Said John Nagel, a law professor at the University of Notre Dame, meaning the body that officially elects presidents could convene. It's only there in case of emergency of a death. See, now they're saying, oh, just ignore it. And it goes on to say, could convene without the general public voting. Well, maybe permanently then just not have elections like the Communist Politburo or the Central Committee, see? This is, oh, we just don't have voting anymore. We told you about that during the primaries, you understand? Now turn your guns in. We're loving. The conspiracy theorists said we were thinking about doing this. Now we admit we are. That's why they're discredited. Because when you're right, you're discredited. When you predict the 2007 and 8 housing crash 2 years before it happens, on video, with experts, it's in the film Endgame, but the interview was released 2006, you're a kook, see, when you're dead on with the sources and risk your life. When you get arrested in Canada covering it, when you're bold, you're bad. When you read off a teleprompter, you're good. You're a hero. It's up to each state legislator to decide how they want to choose the state's electors. Nagel says, and that'll be the Republican establishment, it may be a situation in which the fact that we have an electoral college rather than direct voting for presidential candidates may prove to be helpful. Ah. But major parties do have rules for presidential ticket replacements. However, and Congress has the power to change the election date under Article 2 of the Constitution. Yeah, it's Congress. Because the founders believe the biggest body of people would have checks on each other. So the presidency is supposed to be the weakest, then the courts, and then all, you know, above that is the Constitution, the Congress. Continuing, which allows federal lawmakers to set dates for the selection of presidential electors and when those electors will vote. So we'll read more of this when we come back. Now, this is what I told you about 2 weeks ago. Now we have it all broken down. The Democrats openly saying they're scheming in D.C. right now to decide who they're going to appoint as your next president. Stay with us.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Joe Biggs and Leon McAdoo are coming in for 20 minutes at the start of the next hour. In fact, let's just get them in there in 5 minutes. Let's bring them in for the first segment as well. And we're going to play clips. Adu is putting together a master compilation that I need to give a really powerful title to. that just shows her the time she's fallen down, the times that she's having just some of the hacking attacks. There's been hundreds of them. The fact that she fell down yesterday and did not, quote, stumble. The fact that it's on record that, you know, she's trying to get Parkinson's medication. The fact that she was in the hospital for a year. And that the media is basically covering all of this up. Because if you look at it, it's clear. And now the Associated Press, the Washington Post, they've all turned against her as of just the last few hours. The stories are up on Infowars.com. Hillary's health, no longer conspiracy theory, says Associated Press. Well, maybe they'll announce that Australia was just discovered. It doesn't matter who really discovered Botany Bay. It doesn't matter that it was an English sailor. Let's just say Associated Press just discovered the planet Earth. The AP has a ladies and gentlemen, the Associated Press that secretly decides the elections, that's now been federalized, that decided that Bernie lost California when he didn't. The AP, of course, because the meeting's been ongoing all this morning in D.C., and the word's going back, okay, we can't cover it up anymore. What are we going to do? We need to tell Hillary to step down. So now they're spinning. How do we make it look like a victim? How do we make it look like a tax made her be sick? How do we make it? How do we spin this? Who do we put in? Who's best? How do we scam it at the state level and with the Electoral College? What do we do? Because Trump's way ahead in all these internal polls and even the mainstream cheating polls. He's now 5-10 points ahead. What do we do? What do we do? And we're going to find out now. But the big signal, the Associated Press, has come out. Hillary's health, no longer conspiracy theory, says Associated Press. You know, you don't exist when you're born until the AP walks into your mommy and your daddy. They say, what do you want to name your boy? Alexander Emmerich Jones. 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Born in Dallas, Texas. And they said, we're sorry, he doesn't exist. And then you just turn into smoke. Because AP is God. AP is history's actor, like Karl Rove told the New York Times and Washington Post. He said, I don't care what you report. Of course, there's no WMDs. I lie. I control reality. You do whatever I say. In fact, can we come into the next segment with the 2001 Space Odyssey? Thank you. Hillary's health, no longer conspiracy theory, says the Associated Press. Well, gee golly whiz bang. Even the pro-Hillary media now questions Hillary's health. But they say, why did she lie to us when she had a pneumonia? I never got to the clips. I'll play them next hour from MSNBC and others. They're just like, she's the healthier than most of the people on the press team. She's got so much energy. Gee golly, she's like a Clydesdale horse. That lady's amazing. I don't know how she does it. Why, she's going to be the new UFC women's champion. Maybe even the men's champion. Yeah. I mean, she is amazing. And I tell you, Donald Trump is the one. He's covered something up. I have a clip, actually, where Mitchell actually says that. She says, the other stuff was sarcasm, but you know, Trump is covering something up, okay? Hillary is the picture of health. But then, meanwhile, behind this innocent-looking bookstore, could Clinton be suspended if Hillary drops out? Electoral College could choose the next president. Of the top Democrats push for the presidential election to be suspended if Hillary Clinton drops out due to her ill health. They're already doing it. As InfoWars reported a month ago, Secret Service sources told us that directly Hillary's campaign will be forced into making a big announcement soon regarding her medical condition. We really ought to get the clips, too, when Biggs came on and we broke all this down a month ago. There's so much more. We haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg. Tell everybody you know, tune in right now. This is world-changing news. This is InfoWar. We got to get out ahead of this. We have, by the way. We're kicking their ass. Praise God. And pass the ammunition.